Our Here We Go Monster, should not we do it? It's a fantastic Friday. We got him live joining us. I think he's at home. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Lucas Graham. Hey, Lucas. How you doing?
Hello.
I'm doing very, very good. How about you guys?
Great, great, great. We are here at a very hot Manila. That's what it's about. Where are you joining us from?
I am sitting in my kitchen with a little bit of morning coffee and I could do with a bit of a hot Manila. It's a pretty cold spring morning here. So the sun's out, but you can't feel it yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, here we could feel it, most definitely.
Oh, yeah. We feel it. And, well, hey, it is a Friday, and it happens to be May 3rd, which is a big day as well for you, as you've just released Cheat Code.
I just released my first single off the next album called Cheat Code, and so far, so good. It's, I don't know, I've been releasing music for more than a decade, and it's still a little weird, you know, releasing music into the universe. Allowing everyone to listen and judge.
When it comes to that, you know, when it comes to like a date that you're going to do a drop, is there something special that you do? Is there some sort of a ceremonial thing that you do at home? Do you light some sage? Do you prepare extra tea? What's a routine like if it's like that?
It depends where I am. You know, if I'm out with the guys traveling and working, we might do a little something. But I mean, today was a normal dad day. I made a lunchbox for my oldest, dropped her off in school, you know, like it's just a day, but then with the added coolness of releasing new music into the world, which is, it's always nice to share what I've been working on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if you could kind of talk us through how Cheat Code came to be, and what the song means to you.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote Cheat Code here in Copenhagen with Autumn Rowe, who's a songwriter and a producer called Kisso. And it's basically a song that we wrote and recorded it that very, like, the same day. It didn't take us too long, but I think that's because the message of the song is pretty simple. It's about, like, treating your partner in a way that that keeps the spark alive in a relationship. The first verse says happy life, happy wife. Second verse says happy house, happy spouse. You know, it goes both ways. And to me, the cheat code is definitely like intimacy and honesty and doing these little nice things for each other.
And, you know, that's such a milestone. And it is sort of like a cheat code. It is sort of like a diary. Is this similar to like 7 years, how you broken life down? Every time we hear that song, you know, it's broken down to like to a point that, oh my God, that's right. I should really grasp life as it happens in relationship stages as well. Since, you know, you are a family man, you do have kids and you're happy. I mean, when it comes to that, is it similar to that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I have two kids. I have a third kid on the way.
We've been together. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I've been with my wife for a third of my life. I've known her for half of my life. And you could expect a relationship to get, like, you could think it got boring after 10 years. But I think if you're, like, diligent enough, I usually say to people that my real work is my relationship, and then I go have fun doing music, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like, you have to regard your relationship as a like, your most important job. Because my kids are going to look up and see, okay, how is a mom and dad relating to each other? How are we supposed to talk to our partners? How are we supposed to treat each other as adults? And, you know, children don't do what we tell them to do. They do what they see us do.
True. That is so true.
And it's like bringing home little gifts. And don't bring flowers after a fight. Bring flowers on a boring Tuesday. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's bring food, bring chicken, buckets of chicken after a fight,
bring food.
Yeah.
No, in this house, it's a big conversation, like, what are we going to eat?
It's a really important conversation.
Yeah,
it really
definitely
is.
Yeah, but I mean, going back to Cheat Code and how, you know, it came to be, I understand that the vocals were actually recorded live during one of your shows, is that right?
Yeah, we did this insane thing in March where we did, it's called The Recording Experience. Like a year ago, yeah. I came up with this idea to record a whole album in front of a live audience. So we basically changed the whole, like, three floors of a venue into a big recording studio. in the smallest venue on the ground floor, we had the control room with all the hardware. And then on the first floor, we had this in a small, like 400 people capacity room. We made it into a live studio with instruments and like different drum kits and different gear to try out. And then on the main floor, in the main room, we built a see-through vocal booth. So every day for 8 days in a row, I would start by going on stage, going into this vocal booth and recording the vocals for the song of the day. And then after finishing the vocal recording, we performed it live in front of everybody and then, of course, played a little concert afterwards. Yeah, it was pretty intense.
It's amazing how everything is organically made. You know what I mean? That is that the way you, is that the principle when you started music? To keep it as organic as possible in a time when electronic and sampling and all that is out there?
Yeah, I mean, I like the organic feel of music. I mean, we do a lot of sound replacement. We do a lot of programmed drums and synthesizers, of course, because I grew up with a lot of rap music that really inspired me both musically and lyrically. So I'm not opposed to using like more modern technology or more modern sounds. Like a song like Cheat Code definitely leans into that. But I was a classically trained soprano from a boys choir. And I grew up singing like Irish folk music from my father's family. And I always liked the feeling of live music. Like, don't get me wrong, I love going to a DJ concert and having a good rave. But feeling of going into a venue and hearing real instruments being played by really talented musicians, and when you hear a vocal like that's so clean, no auto-tune, like it's a feeling, you know, that it's really hard to replicate that feeling from the organic music. It's like the whole
You know, for those that are tuning in, we have Lucas Graham. He is joining us, talking about, of course, Cheat Codes. You know, for this work, this body of work, what are the songs that we should look forward to?
I mean, there's a lot of more like up-tempo, danceable songs on this album compared to the last one I dropped. And it's really like songs about life. There's a song called Poor Boy that I really, really love. It's basically a song about the way I grew up and then and realizing the older I got, that even though I grew up in a house without a toilet or a bathroom and we didn't like have money for extra things in life, that I was really, really rich because I had food on the table every day. I had a bed to sleep in. I mean, I might be sharing bedrooms with my sisters, but I mean, we had beds and we had clothes.
Yeah, true.
And I think it's, especially as an adult now, that I can give my children like whatever they want and realizing that's not going to make them happy anyway. Yeah. Like, me reading them goodnight bedtime stories, like that's gonna make like a lasting impression on them. Teaching them how to swim, teaching them how to ride a bike, teaching them how to cook good chicken.
Spend it's the time being spent with family, you know, that's the most important one, right?
Yeah, I mean, I travel like half of the time, but I think I have more quality time with my kids than most of my friends do. Because like a day like today, when I'm done with these interviews, I'm going to clean the house a little. I'm going to go pick up my kids. We're going to go buy the Friday candy. We're going to choose a movie to watch tonight after we cooked some nice food. I'm going to take them upstairs. I'm going to read goodnight stories for them, you know? And that's such good Friday.
You're such an awesome dad.
I know.
You know, when I become a dad, you're like my goal, dude. I'm going to add you on IG. I'm going to ask you for, you know, pointers, you know.
Literally. Setting the standard. Yeah.
Like yesterday, I came home. We went to Dubai to record live strings for some other songs on the album. And like, I came from the airport straight home, picked up my wife, went and picked up my kids, like went home, cooked dinner. And it's, and people ask me like, oh, aren't you tired after traveling? And I'm like, that doesn't matter. Like, yeah. I can't be tired when I'm with my kids. Like, I can be tired when I'm gone. Like,
you can be tired on tour. You can take a nap in between. You know
True.
What I mean?
Exactly.
But, you know, we wish you could have you longer. Time is so limited. But, you know, for all your fans in the Philippines, is there any chance you'll be doing a show here anytime soon?
I would love to come back to the Philippines. I've last time I was there, I brought some bagoong with me home. I've eaten all of it. So I need to come back and pick up some fermented shrimp paste. And I mean, we had such a wonderful time in Manila last year. I had a little concert there. I met Juan Carlos. We had a little sing song together on stage.
That's right.
And I actually got JK to try the balut for the first time together with me. So I'm going to post a video on social soon, showing you guys how it's done.
Awesome. A message awesome. To all the Filipino fans.
I just want to say thank you guys for listening to the songs I write. I think it's very heart, like touching to my heart that on the other side of the planet, you guys are listening to words I write down in my little book. And it really does, I don't know, I think it's a hard feeling to understand, even after all these years, that I can travel all the way to the other side of the world and people are going to sing along to something I wrote and recorded. So I'm just super grateful. Thanks very much.
And last but not the least, of course, for all the songwriters out there who's, you know, sort of trying to get their words out there, try to be authentic as they can, the way you do it. You know, you have any message for them?
I would say keep on keeping on. A lot of like who becomes the successful artists and songwriters is a lot of there's a mix, of course, of talent and hard work. But then there's the luck part, being at the right place at the right time and then being true to yourself. Like if you try and think what people want, you're going to miss the mark. Like I write songs to touch me. And if I touch myself, maybe I can touch you. But there's never a guarantee for it. You know? And at the end of the day, I have to say, I'd rather have a good, happy day. Like that's like the goal.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for that advice. And we do hope that you can come back to the Philippines soon. Yeah. We'll have bagong, balot, and us
everything,
waiting for you.
Everything we'll have for you.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it for sure. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Hey, thank you very much yourself for taking time. Ladies and gentlemen, once again on Fantastic Friday, joining us, Lucas Graham. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much.